Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told that no sannyasi should see that wooden female
bed.
And this is somewhat resembling to lust of this world. But yet it is not lust, but very high. So, what to do? We can tell some where there is not so high thought. You want to read next
30? O lotus eyed one, at some time will I adorn your fingers with glittering rings and your two graceful arms, which are so dear to Lord Hari, with blue armlets studded with jewels.
This is 28? 30.
38? 28 was about the Kanchuli, and 29 was about the pearls.
Mala,
mm-hmm.
Mukta Mala, 29. It has been done.
Mm-hmm.
And then 30th is this and this. Though he is not a sadhak, he is siddha, but yet he is playing the role of sadhak. He has passed the stage of anathamudhiti, nishkariti, asakti, bhav. In bhavavastha he should. He is always in that mood, 24 hours. But sometimes in internal, half internal, and in the sense, but when he is in senses, he is remembering all these things, always. No worldly things to remember. What he has seen in footage or inner dasa, he is remembering all. In the last sloka, what he has done? He has given mukta mala in the and in the vastakshal of Srimati Radhika. This is the head of Krishna. And Krishna is so much in clanty
tired.
Vilas time. So she Shiva is doing that Shiva. And when he began to give that mala in the neck, he saw that there was nothing. He came in senses and began to read, rolling down on the bank of Manhattan, weeping. After some time, he became senseless, like, and he saw that he was with Srimati Radhika. I told that Radhika has taken bath in Java, and all the sakis are there, especially Tulasi or Rati Munjan, is decorating Srimati Radhika. And remembering Srimati Radhika, the past tense of with Krishna, and all the sakis are sometimes laughing, sometimes joking, and remembering Srimati Radhika. Now he is given the mala. He is given churi in the hand. Churi, you know?
Bracelet.
Like green
bracelet.
Very beautiful.
Ring.
And remembering Srimati Radhika. How Krishna gets this? Because these arms of Srimati Radhika, Krishna wants that it will come in my name. And so it is very near and dear to Krishna, these hands. Very smooth, very round, very pleasant, having some fragrance also. So, Hari Daita, Hari Krishna, Daita Mane,
Beloved.
These hands are very dear to Krishna. So he wants to decorate his hands. Now, giving this bracelet in the hands of Srimati Radhika, remembering how Krishna decorates with this bracelet to your hand, and get a very good ring in your finger. So remembering this, Manishaya Khachi Sabhi Neela Chuda Bali, Manishaya Khachi Sabhi, various kinds of money, jewels, are in that story. That's it. When they Sir Krishna. Krishna becomes so pleased, becomes so pleased. And they
Braces.
But you jhankar karti hai.
Jingle, sound of the braces.
That Krishna attracts to that sound. Raghunath Das Goswami has told that Radhika's Swarup is made of Malli Krishna Mahabhava. His everything, his all ornaments are made of Mahabhava. So this churi is also, also of Mahabhava. Here he is telling Neela Sudavali ji. Neela Sudavali, the color of the bracelet are neel. Same color as Krishna ji. Srimati Radhika wear the cloth, this thing, or any ornament which is near and dear to Krishna, and he
reminds
Krishna. So he, anything which is like black or neel, he, if he sees that thing, he remembers all this. So everything he wants to say, it is as a neel. So neela churi. This in Radha Sudhanidhi it is written, Krishna Pakho Navakubalayam Krishna Saras Samalo Nilam Bhojastava Rutipadam Nam Rupai Chakrishna. Krishna's name is very near and dear to Radhika. Krishna Roop is very near dear to Srimati Radhika. Krishna Paksha, Krishna Paksharatri. The night, there are two kinds of night, Krishna Paksha and Gauru Paksha. Krishna Paksha, in which Krishna takes neel sari, neel everything, and goes to Krishna, avichar. So Krishna Paksha, that anyone cannot see her. So Neel Paksha, Andhakar Ratri, is suitable for Srimati Radhika. So it is very near and dear to Radhika. Neel Kamal, red Kamal, and there are so many various kinds of colors. But Srimati Radhika only chooses Neel Kamal. Not reddish, not any. Because this resembles the Krishna story. Samal is Shyam, neel. So he loves very, very much that Samal tree. He does not love Kadamba tree, but Samal tree, not anyone, other tree. But Samal has no qualification at all. If the fruits are not useful, like a poison, when anyone's teeth becomes
When it touches the flower, it pokes you. It pinches?
Pinches.
Pokes.
And also the fruit is used when any one state has become, मतलब उसको सड़ जाता है पैर, क्या होता है पैर में सड़ जाता है ना बरसात से पानी से,
इंजरी
बाई रॉट, द फ्रूट रॉटन बाई वाटर, ऑलवेज वाटर वाटर
इंफेक्टेड
इंफेक्टेड, देन दैट फ्रूट इज गिवन वेरी डीप पॉइजन. So anyone does not eat, an animal does not take. No very great thing, anyhow, but it is resembles to Krishna. So it is very near to Radhika. And Radhika loves it, so we also love it. Otherwise, no quality, no good fruits, sweet fruits are anything. Goat cannot take the lips of a cow, does not take the lips of tamal, because it is somewhat bitter, not sweet, like tulsi, like mango, when new one ready, we can take, or other lips we can take, but not tamal. But here, this resembles, it has been told that Rupa Goswami perhaps or anyone has told that I am writing this Vidarbha Madhav. It has no qualification, but only the affection, love with Radhika and Krishna it has. No other qualification. But yet, when bhakti will see it, then they will so much love it. So Radhika only sees that if it is resembles to Krishna, like Krishna, and it remembers Krishna, then it is love. So Krishna Paksha Raat, night of Krishna Paksha, Nilkamal, Tamal, no maid, you know,
without
new clouds, like Krishna. Sometimes Srimati Radhika prays the clouds. Sometimes he has so much envy from all these things. Sometimes when she is in what?
Man.
She does not go near Tamal. Does not like to see
cloud. Doesn't like Shyamala.
Nilkamal, don't. She will tell us. So when she is in mood of not in Vira, man, then she loves this black or nil jewelry. But when she is in man, she will take up all this jewelry and sell it. Because the symptom of Mahabhava is that anything which is like Krishna, 1% even, what to tell of 100%, 1% of the quality of Krishna, the color of Krishna, it is Mahabhagavat dekhe saur jangam, taha taha hoye taar si Krishna shi. So anything which is like Krishna in any way, Bhakta Mahabhagavat, seeing them, Krishna Koti comes here, like Uddipana. This is the symptom of Mahabhagavat. And Srimati is not Srimad Mahabhagavata. She is the guru, guru, guru of this Mahabhagavata. She is what? Mahabhav Sarupāradhika. She is like Krishnamayi. She is Krishnamayi.
She is Krishna.
Always seeing Krishna.
Inside and outside.
Always seeing Krishna. Krishnamayi ta antare bahi. Outside and inside. Everywhere. Where she sees Krishna. Anywhere. If you see, you will see that tree, she will remember Krishna. Because it is meekness. If you see anything, bas, you know, bansi,
bamboo.
She will remember bansi and again Krishna. Anything. So, Raghunath Das Goswami, in his real form, inner form, in Tulasi, she is also Krishnamayi. At first she is Radhamayi. And Srimati Radhika almost comes in that manjari, Tulasi. So, the mood of Radhika comes in the mood of that Raghunath Das Goswami. So he is telling to Radhika in the Indivarakshi. Indivarakshi. Indivarakshi means
Lotus eye.
Kamala Naina. But
Indi, blue, dark.
So it seems that Srimati Radhika has taken Krishna in his eyes. Although. So she is Indivara. And hearing this, Srimati Radhika becomes so pleased. She is saying, thinking that she knows my all mood. And remembering me, Krishna. By this endeavor. Krishna is endeavor and she is Indivarakshi. So, remember in Srimati Radhika, she is getting the bracelet in the hands of Radhika. Remember the past time when Srimati Radhika with this bracelet
embracing Krishna.
Embraces Krishna. And Krishna becomes controlled to Radhika. When Radhika is out of sight and Krishna is searching, anyhow this next sound, Krishna knows that where is Srimati Radhika. And Krishna goes to Radhika and meets. So it is very helpful to Krishna in searching also. This Hari is who? Hari Daita. Hari Daita means
beloved
of Radhika is Hari. Not beloved of Krishna is Radhika, but beloved of
Radhika.
So, Srimati Radhika thinks that Krishna is mine. Krishna is her. And this is how, this bhav is so
strong
and high. Chandravi has the bhav that I am of Krishna. But here, Krishna is of Radhika. And Krishna is like so much. This is tad madiya bhav. Here, why he is told Hari, the beloved of Aradhika, why he has told Hari, the word Hari, Hari Daita? Because he takes the same Bhamya, Man, those who are obstacle in meeting. Krishna takes all these things. So Haran means Hari.
Yes. Take away.
So here is Hari. Krishna is so wise that by his rule, by his virtue qualities, beautiful qualities, and Venu Madhurya, he takes all the things which are obstacles for Radha to meet Krishna. And Srimati Radhika at once meets Krishna, giving up Lajja, Man, Bhamna and all that. So he is Hari. When Radhika is in Man, he makes a strong desire that I will not see Krishna. Anyhow, what Krishna will do, he will try, but I will not see Krishna, I will not stay with Krishna. But at that time also, eyes are not in control. The eyes of Radhika is not in control. She has made up her mind strongly that I will not see, but eyes are going to see. She has a strong will that I will not go to Krishna, but things are going to happen. She has made up her mind that I will never
talk
to Krishna, but her mind and heart always like to talk. He has forbidden her, no, that don't take the presence of Krishna, but they are always eager to talk. He has forbidden her ear not to hear the sound and bansi dhani of Krishna. But they are not listening at all. They are out of control. Once Purnima came and told her that I have heard that you were chief lady in whole Braja. But now so much rumor is going on that you are not Krishna. You are very much asakta with Krishna. She told that, what can I do? I made up my mind very strongly that I will not
see Krishna
and I will not have anything connection with Krishna. But when he sees me, he comes to me. When I push him, he comes to me. When I like to cry to gather person, he
covers my mouth.
And when I want to run from there, he
drops my way.
And what should I do? you should tell that if Krishna does with you all these things, what will you do? So, when he sees, messed in her mind, that I will not speak to Krishna. Then at once Krishna comes, see, and wept for me, that only you should
look at me.
Only one time. Once you should look. I will go. See, always trying to see from there, here,
the
but not directly. So in Radharasudhanidhi it is has been told that those who have not seen this pastime of Krishna and Radha, their eyes are in them, their mind is in them, their heart is in them, that person is in them. So reminding all these things, Raghunath Das Goswami of Tulsi Manjari is giving this roughness in the hands and this. He was giving all these things to Radhika in his swaroop or his purti and reminding Srimati Radhika Krishna. When he was giving apples, he came in and that his purti went on. And she saw that there are no hands of Srimati Radhika. Again, this is. Now he is prarthana, doing prarthana. The friend that day will come, for Srimati Radhika, kneel in the varanasi. That I will give that kneel kinds of chudi, bracelet, and kneel money given in the finger round.
Ring.
I will give it. If a sadhak always remembering Krishna and Srimati Radhika, having the mood that I will serve them, always, not a single minute here in world, then this will automatically come in us. That's Adi Mandra.
I heard a story that I heard that you said it, that Bhaktivinoda Thakur delivered one ghost who was a pujari in his past life in Navadvip. He was offensive to devotees and then he became a ghost. And later on he was delivered by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. I was wondering if you could briefly tell that story. You know which one I mean?
I do.
He was, after he died, he was a ghost and he went on the roof of the
temple.
Why
he became ghost?
Because he was ascending devotees. And he was throwing rocks from the roof as a ghost. Can you tell that story? I heard
don't
it.
Know.
You don't know it? Oh.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written anything?
You know, I heard some of it. He was traveling with Srila Krishna and the Prabhupada.
But where it is written? I have not heard from my Gurudev or any test book. But I know that I have firm belief that anyone who has heard from Hindu, Vaishnav again, there will be surely more than here. They will go to heaven. Vaishnavas are well than that Vaishnav Hindu.
Someone may be externally serving Krishna, but if he's a Vaishnava Ninda, then Krishna is not accepting his service?
No. Like Jarasandha? Jarasandha is telling to Krishna that why you are flying away, running? You are very sadachari.
Well behaved.
You are sadachari, you know.
Good behavior.
Having no ill connection with any lady.
Oh.
Yeah?
Brahmachari.
You are brahmachari. You are not a liar. Param satyavadi. You have born in very good family. Why is telling? That your character अच्छा नहीं माने क्या?
Heart,
your ability,
your character.
Oh, yeah, character.
Not ability.
Character.
Your cause is loose. That is, he is telling sadachari.
Uh-huh.
Opposite
thing.
Like क्या कहते हैं? Like.
Don't
you are
sarcastic.
But this is Ninda. Ninda.
What if one offends a Mahabhagavat Vaishnava, and then that Mahabhagavat Vaishnava goes to Uppercut Lila before that sadhak is able to recognize their aparad and to beg at the lotus feet for forgiveness? What happens? How are they able to obtain
forgiveness?
Mahabhagavat ka aparad nahi hota. No aparad?
Hum Mahabhagavat ka prati aparad kiya. Lekin wo Mahabhagavat ne aprakat lila mein chale gaya. To wo chale jane ke baad wo sadhak realize kiya. To uska kaisa prarthna hai?
Always praying. Always weeping and lamenting for that. And doing always Harinam, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And knowing no, and koi aparad nahi kare, kisi bhi Vaishnava ke.
Not committing any more offenses to
anyone, then it will be. It will be.
That Mahabhagavat from the most dreadful.
Mahabhagavat does not take any offense to anybody, like Krishna. But his feet just
takes
offense. Who is just the follower of that Mahabhagavat?
Follower?
The disciples, and followers. There is. There is respect with him.
So my second Kalpana. Star Maharaj. The picture had been taken in Delhi. When I was giving lecture.
Right.
All became so pleased and
blessed.
When I told half an hour, who is controlling, he told me not to speak more. But all of them get told that, oh, shut up your mouth. It will tell
right.
1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. Then I continue at a four more than an hour.
What happened at the moment?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life and
research.
At that time I was telling about dasmoolsattva.
Principles
of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And was explaining. I was reciting the slogan, Amnaya Praha Satam Harinih Paramam Sarvashaktim Rasabdhim
Sadhinnantasya
Sivan Prakriti Kavalitan Hindustansya Bhava Veda Vedam Sakalma Vihare Sadhanam
Sudha Bhakti
Bhaktim Sadhyam Satriti Mere Iti Upadashati Ganan Bhauti Sangra Vaisa. That is giving so many
examples
and
places.
All that.
You look the
same. That time we had not taken sannyas.
No?
After that.
They
had not gone to bed.
Bhakti Maharaj, Bhakti Sarang Maharaj?
Bhakti
Sarang.
This was the mayor of Delhi.
Dini Bhutavan Sar Maharaj.
Samaraj still alive.
He is. Baba?
Yeah.
On Baba, the Bhujan Pramishid and Nikon Sanyasi, all has become now Sanyasi. It is very careful.